This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders earned a decisive victory in the Nevada caucuses. Campaigning in Texas last night, Sanders told supporters his campaign got support from all kinds of Americans.
In Nevada, we have just put together a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden finished second in the vote.
You all did it for me. Now we're going on to South Carolina and win, and then we're going to take this back.
The victory, while encouraging for Sanders supporters, only deepens concern among establishment-minded Democratic leaders who fear that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat President Donald Trump. Iran's interior minister said on Sunday that turnout in the country's parliamentary election on February 21st was around 42%. State TV reported the lowest participation since Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution that swept the clerical rulers into power. State TV also said that former Tehran mayor Mohammad Bagher Kalibaf, a top contender for the post of parliamentary speaker, was the top winner in the capital with more than 1.2 million votes. Voters had limited options on Friday's ballot as more than 7,000 potential candidates had been disqualified, most of them reformists and moderates. Among those disqualified were 90 sitting members of Iran's 290-seat parliament who had wanted to run for re-election. Analysts have been saying that a low turnout could signal widespread dissatisfaction with Iran's clerical rulers and the system itself. This is VOA News. A UN report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone, with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years. The report by the UN Assistance Mission to Afghanistan comes as a week-long reduction in violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban takes effect. The group's human rights chief, Fiona Fraser, said the UN welcomes any effort that will reduce the number of deaths.
As the UN, we welcome any effort to reduce violence that may also then reduce civilian casualties. What we want to see here in Afghanistan is an end to the fighting and zero casualties.
The reduction of violence paves the way for the signing of a peace accord by the end of the month. Eight people were killed in Turkey in a magnitude 5.7 earthquake that struck western Iran early Sunday morning. Turkish Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu told a news conference that three children and four adults were killed. He later said another person had died. No one remains, however, trapped under any of the falling buildings at this moment. At least 21 people had been injured. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is urging officials to take unprecedented powerful measures to contain the coronavirus outbreak. South Korea's prime minister says the coronavirus in the country has entered a more grave stage as 123 new cases of the disease were reported on Sunday. Meanwhile, a senior Chinese diplomat says that China has been confident that the international community understands the economic sacrifice it has had made to control the coronavirus epidemic. Chen Zhu, the head of the Chinese mission to the UN at Geneva, analyzed the effects of the epidemic outbreak.
Of course, many people worried about the impact to China's economy and the economy and trade of the world. I believe the cost is at this moment is hard to estimate, but we do believe it's deserved, is well deserved, to curb the spread of the virus.
Since the epidemic broke out in Wuhan City of central China's Hubei province in mid-December, the number of new confirmed cases have been markedly decreasing in general over the last 2 weeks. Hundreds of protesters marched across London on Saturday to call on Britain to reject the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States. The 48-year-old Australian is facing 18 counts related to endangering U.S. national security.
I'm here today because I feel very strongly that Julian ought to get a fair trial, not an absolute travesty of justice, which we've seen today.
The court hearing in London will start on Monday with a decision expected later this year. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.